Where I go to school, they go late. They don't get out until the end of next week sometime.
Uh-huh. Well, our school's out this weekend in St. George.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's out the latter part of May.
Mm-hmm.
But making up days, they won't be out until this Friday.
Mm-hmm. They didn't close down the schools at any particular time of the year
to farm work or anything? No. But now they give them 2 weeks for Christmas, you see, and a week for Easter,
mm-hmm.
a week for this and a week for that.
You didn't have that.
We didn't have nothing like that then.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about a child that was supposed to be in school, but he was out?
He played hooky.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would a child call another child that told on him or something?
Mm-hmm. I really don't know what to do. I don't know what we call them.
Tattler?
I guess that's right. I forgot that. Tattler.
Did you ever play a game where you throw the...
Hopscotch and the marbles?
Yeah. How about with the horseshoes?
The horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was how good him dropped the hatchet cup. See, I bet you never played that, did you? We get in
a ring.
Seems
like I vaguely remember something about it.
And one would have it and go behind, and you'd drop it to a certain one, and you had to keep watching to see if we'd get it.
Then you'd have to jump up and run, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't get it, somebody else would take it to him, you'd have to get in another ring.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the way we played it. Gosh, that's been a long time. I've been married 51 years, so you know that's been a long time.
What about teachers when you were in school? Did you have any men all women?
Oh, no, we had men and women mm-hmm. in St. George. Because this was a big school out here.
Mm-hmm. Just call them all teachers.
Teachers. And we had a principal like we have now.
Mm-hmm. What were the children in the school called?
Pupils.
All right. Now about, these are some terms for different illnesses, like when your joints start hurting, what do you call that?
Oh, gosh, my sister Randy complained so much that I wouldn't know what to tell you. She has arthritis, and then they give her all prednisone for that. Mm-hmm. And she's been taking it about 7 years, and she's been going doctors, and she got worse this year, so we decided to take her down to medical university. So that doctor told me that she was taking too much. If that medicine hadn't done her good in 7 years, why continue to take it?
It's supposed to be bad for you.
And it is. And now she's breaking out into beads of blue spots. And the other day she was sitting there and I looked and it was almost about like that. And it was a blue spot. Felt like an egg underneath it.
Mm.
So I don't know whether that was a blood, but the arm looked good down this way, but it was just that way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, all her joints hurt, and I don't know what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
Arthritis.
Well, she has that, and bursitis, and mm-hmm. arthritis, and bursitis,
yeah.
And things like that.
How about if somebody has to have their appendix taken out? Say they've got what?
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to say.
Okay. Now, how about terms for, say you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you'd say you...
Well, she's got that too because she said she had a hernia and she gets so upset that mm-hmm. has to take something for went to I don't know what terms would use.
They say vomit or...
Well, sometimes you vomit and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say you got...